Sports Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. A number of just, I don't know, passionate discussions this morning.
Surrounding
not only the Atlanta Braves in the lineup and whether or not Ronald Acuña's future might be slid down in the lineup, which I'm a proponent of, and as you guys heard, Bo is not. Also, if you had a bar, what would you call the bar? We were talking about Michael Penix having a street named after him, which is always cool, but one of the conversations is, what would your bar be called? What would you name it? If you want to weigh in on that, 404-726-0929. I do want to bring people in on one of the conversations we're having in the studio. Bo's trying to decide whether or not he would bring Pork Chop to a Braves game right now. And Pork Chop is, how many months along are we?
Two.
She's over two. It's like 11 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? I think this
so
is
you're
week.
Coming up on 3 months old.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy Brent, who was obviously down there with us at the race, we talked about him. He's the one that gathered that ridiculously bad video
Intel.
That was propaganda that you paid him to record and paid Miss Pearl to say. He was like, hey, you guys want to go to the Braves game July 5th? And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. I'm hesitant to make decisions right now. I'll let Amy. And Amy's like, yeah, I think that'd be fun. So we start talking about it, and we're talking about like seats, and then she just looked at me. She's like, "I don't know about this." She's like,
"Wait,
I mean,
just said it'd be fun. What are you talking
about?"
But
this was a couple hours later. She's like, "It's gonna be hot. It's all these things." And look, the Braves do a phenomenal job making things very pleasant with a lot of the that splash zone they have, right, and the cool zone and everything. But she can't run through that right now.
Yeah, I'm
not running through it with her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm already going to, well, I guess it wouldn't matter. I'll already be probably soaking wet if the walk with the cooler and AMS was any example. But so we're just trying to debate back and forth. Is it going to be too much, too hot?
Yeah.
Because my thing is by the time you get to the stadium, if you're not in a cooled area, you're going to be right back out baking. And I think it's just too much for a baby that young. But,
You kind of disagree
with me, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this. We were doing, Allie, a couple of months ago, we were doing baby advice for Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always, and this is hard to remember, but the best baby advice I ever got, and I have forgotten this time and time again, is that baby moved in with you.
This is true.
That baby moved in with you. You and your wife are still the married couple. The baby moved in with you. Try to keep things as normal as possible and live normal lives and have that baby come along with you. It's hard, man. There is nothing more difficult than deciding when and if to take a baby. And you obviously it's very, very hot and things like that. But if possible, I am always a proponent of parents going out and living their lives and just having their baby tag along when possible.
Well, to this point, we've done that. We take her to Cancun's all the time. Clubhouse a few times.
Yes.
I mean, I basically said, hey, I know you just got here, Mel, but I'm going to NASCAR, so have fun. This weekend, do whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, now, luckily, Amy was there with her. I don't want defects coming
for
with
yourself.
Me. I mean, I don't want defects. Like, wait. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Amy got baby duty. That's why I came home yesterday and was like, hey, I gotta pull weight. I just don't know if the – and we have. Like, that's the thing, though. That's the one thing I would say is we've done everything. Like, you know, she did move in with us and – we've adapted and still been able to do things. That said, I don't want to be ridiculous about it, you know? And I'm not sure if...
Like I said, when possible.
A Braves game in July outside and in 4 o'clock is maybe the best idea.
Yeah, maybe sign up for things that sound fun to you.
Right.
You know, keep doing things that sound fun to you, not stressful.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, would you go to a game and sit in the sun? Not that you would sit in the sun with the baby, but would you sit in the sun on July 5th at a Braves game?
Let's see. Like, if we were in this situation, if this exact situation was here and she wasn't around, we'd probably go. However, don't know if I would sit in the sun.
Bring a neck fan, the battery powered radio.
I'd probably just say, let's go to the chop house.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Wake up call 404-726-0929. Thank you guys so much. I got full phone lines, man. Let's start at the top here. Dial on. Let's go with Mike over in Comer, Georgia. Mike, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man? So first and foremost, I've always rapped the Mike's Mafia, but one bad call, man. and I got to switch over to Squid Nation, wow. Man. You can't bump Ronald Acuna to the anywhere. Oh. You've already got Eli White and them hitting in front of him in every inning except for the first inning, and they just don't get on base enough. You got to have Acuna in number one. Yeah. Olsen behind him, I love it. We need Riley and Ozuna to pick it up. But most importantly, you got to split up Ozzy Albies and Mike Harris. They cannot hit back-to-back in the order. I like Ozzy at 7, Harris at 9. And a bar, if I owned a bar, I'd name it My Place or Yours.
Ooh.
Thanks, guys.
Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I think that's it.
Phenomenal.
We don't need any more callers.
Nobody before I join the nation.
That's right. We just need to have a perfect. That's perfect.
I love it,
you know, Dylan, let's go to break.
Him and Miss Pearl, that's a plus one, minus one. Shout out. But, no, I I don't necessarily know if I'm a proponent of moving Ronald, but something has to change, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. And let's just make drastic changes here in the second half of the season.
I think it's important, and I understand your sentiment there. I'm just telling you that that's not the guy you can move. You can move other people around. You just can't move the one spot. That's it. Sorry.
Let's go back to the phone lines, and let's just run right down into here, Dylan. Let's go over to Jaw out in Cobb County. Jaw, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good day.
Good morning. I think as far as the Ronald thing, I think the guys that we locked up to the long contracts need to start producing consistently, minus Ronald and Olsen. And that's kind of where I am with the Braves. I don't think you need to fire Snit. I think the guys who we locked up just need to produce.
Yeah.
Simple as that. If I had a bar, I'm a big football guy, so I would call it Blue 42. You know what I mean?
That's a great name.
Yeah.
That is a great name.
That's
a
great
call, buddy. Nice work. Blue 42. Man, that's a phenomenal bar name.
I mean,
that really is.
Now
make sure you
end.
Copyright that. I was going to say,
now
you need to go
end.
Out and copyright
two perfect
that
calls.
One. That's Blue
two
42
perfect
is
calls.
Very, very solid.
Isn't it?
I don't, the Braves thing, I think that's what he just said is the be all end all of the entire conversation. The guys that need to perform and that you're paying to perform had to perform. And that's. If that were to happen, if Michael Harris and Austin Riley to a much lesser extent, but Ozzy Albies as well, if those guys would just perform the way you are paying them and the way they have in the past, then we wouldn't have any of these other conversations would be non-existent. We wouldn't have to talk about moving Ronnie down the lineup or splitting up Albies and Michael Harris and who needs to play center field and this, that, and the other. That's the basis of the entire conversation. So appreciate the phone call to Job. Let's have it's another member of the nation. Let's head over to Tinker over in Kennesaw. Tinker, I hope you're having a good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, did that aluminum count ever get up to around 100?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I had to go back and do some hard line counting, which I didn't do much of this weekend.
Oh, man. Come on now. Well, with the Braves, the only thing they're going to have to worry about in the lineup is who's going to tee off first. That's where they're going to be later. And if I had a bar, I'd just call it Knock the Fire from It.
Knock the Fire. I appreciate the phone call.
I think Tinker's would
I think
be a
he
good
just
name.
Did a Cancun on three for the Braves. He just went and mailed it in. Cancun on three, 1, 2, 3, Cancun. But, yeah, and I think Tinker's sentiment about the Braves, unfortunately, I feel like it's how a lot of Braves fans feel right now.
What?
And I don't think you feel like that. You were kind of updating the wild card standings this morning in your head going, well, you know, if this happens, that happens. They're right back in it.
Look, I'm an optimistic outlook person when it comes to the Braves. I'm not overly – I don't know where I'm at right now. I'm trying to keep hope alive.
Well, and I'm always an optimist when it comes to the Braves, but it was this weekend when you would have someone on base and then be like, who's up next? Oh,
man.
Oh.
Yeah, you're just like, you got that sick feeling in your stomach.
100%. Not gonna happen. Yeah.
But, and to your point, Alec, that's why I'm okay with what Mike's saying about mixing the lineup up.
Yeah.
It's just where.
Yeah.
I think Wednesday, Yerkson Profar comes back, right? It's July 2nd, Wednesday. He's hitting 303-something with his OPSs around, I think, in the nines. Maybe I'm wrong. I wrote it down somewhere. His OPS is 991. He's got 3 homers, 8 walks in that span.
Mm.
More walks than strikeouts. So he's getting on base. And that's why I'm like okay with him at 2, because Olsen at 3 and then maybe Riley at 4. And look, if Drake is playing, put Baldwin at 5 ahead of Ozuna, right? And then maybe Ozuna, that helps out a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm good with basically anything when it comes to Tuesday, Wednesday, other than as long as Albies is not in the five hole. Like I'm just so over that whole thing. Hey, let's go out to the phone lines, back to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Larry out in the truck. Larry, hey. I hope Mrs. Truck's doing well.
She is. We did get a little bit wet at the rain out on Friday night.
Oh, man.
And we went home before the 13-0 situation.
You didn't miss
but,
much.
No. And as far as the Braves are concerned, I got two words for you. Okay. Next year. I got one more thing after that. I didn't get to say anything about the socks. If you wear short socks,
oh, yeah.
Ankle socks, if you wear short socks with dress shoes, wrong.
Okay.
Don't do that. You can wear them with tennis shoes. You can wear them with loafers. You can wear them with your golfing and all those kind of, you know, less important things.
Casual
but if you
shoes.
Put them on with the shoes, then you got a problem with that. And as long as you match the socks with whatever your outfit is,
ooh.
You know, I got about 70 pairs of short socks, something like that.
Wow.
And because I got all color shoes. You know, you got to be coordinated in everything you do. Just listen to your wife if you're not good with your colors. Listen right. to your wife.
All right.
So anyway, nice. You guys take care. It's good. You know, look, I love Bo, but I'm kind of a mafia guy. I'm one of those kind of guys. I'm kind of a mafia guy. I'm just like, Bo, you still my dog, man. Don't worry. I'm gonna get one of your t-shirts regardless.
There you go.
I'm gonna wear it under my mafia shirt.
Thanks for the call, Larry.
Appreciate
man, appreciate
you,
it.
Mike's mafia.
As always, yeah. Bo's gonna be so mad at me.
I love
the ankle socks talk. Anybody didn't remember that? We were talking about whether or not ankle socks were in fashion. Dylan, we got time for one more. We can go to one more phone call. We'll go out to Phil out in Madison, Georgia. Phil, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good Monday.
I am. Good morning, Allie. General.
Good morning.
This is the first sergeant reporting in.
From the Army? No!
Amazing!
Oh, wow. Attaboy.
I got a couple of things to say real quick. My bar would be Phil's Potions.
Phil's Potions, okay. All right, fair enough.
I was really excited at the beginning of this spring year for the Braves and United. I was looking forward to a late summer, fall, meaningful games out of both of them.
Yeah.
But in honor of July 4th, I know a lot of people are going to be smoking things, hot dogs, whatever. The comparison between the two units is very, very striking. One, a lot of people are saying they got a lot of talent, just not performing. A lot of money has been spent on both teams, not performing. So, two-fisted meal for you. Grab a fork in one hand, a knife in the other. Stick one in the Braves, stick the other one in the
knife,
and call them
up. Appreciate the phone call, Phil. Unfortunately, we got to go to break. Ali's Army, first sergeant reporting. Love that.
Well, and I think Pearl has a common fear that a lot of people have is that we're going to talk about them on the air. So, Pearl, you're not alone in that. You are not alone. Well,
sorry, Pearl.
We have been talking about Michael Penix landing last in this NFC South QB list. So we're going to get back into that conversation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.